Yeah, okay, well. And that's a Young the Dead from 2005 talking about Milkman. I'm coming to the island. I'm on a cruise ship right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I wanted to see horsies.
Well, we give tours. It's $100 a person for a tour, and it's usually 11 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And we're finished by about 1 o'clock.
And what does the horsey do?
Well, it goes on a tour with me giving a nature tour along on the way of the rainforest, trees, and along the beach, and past some old historic ruins.
Okay, ruins of what?
The old plantations from the sugar plantation days.
Oh, what can you tell me about it?
Well, they're the old slave village ruins that we ride past.
Ha, ha, ha.
The old houses.
That's funny.
They put the people in when they were farming the sugarcane on the properties.
They make
and then
them
we
stay
ride
there like assholes in there, right? And they didn't get paid any money?
Yeah, those particular ones. This sounds like Cheech.
The black people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and does the horsey take a lot of shits on the way?
Yeah, this sounds like Cheech. Is this Willie Thomas?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Willie. Hi, it's Willie. Hi.
It sounds like you because, and then you also have a comedian personality.
Yeah.
That I picked up on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm walking with my cell phone through the house here. If we get cut off, you call me back, okay?
Yeah. Are you headed to masturbate the horses?
No. I'm actually trying to get a short sleeve shirt on because I'd just gone to the grocery store and had a sleeves, you know, one with shoulder sleeves on it. I can't stand those. I like working in.
Oh, you're in a bra? Oh, you're in a bra or you got your tits out?
Well, my tits got cut off from my mastectomy, so I don't really have any.
Ew, that's so nasty. Ew, that's gross.
Ew. Life is rough, but at least I'm still alive.
Ew, God, that's so gross, though. Ew. Like, you don't have any tits or anything?
Well, I got fake plastic things put inside my skin.
Ew.
All got cut off. That's where the cancer is, in the nipples.
Oh, yeah? Was it from the horses that you got the cancer?
No, it's probably from tick spray.
All right, you motherfucker. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You sound like you're pretty drunk, too.
Yeah, I'm drunk, and I'm coming over.
Don't do that.
I'm going to grab those plastic tits of yours and go honk, honk.
Don't do that.
Honk, honk. Hey, what's Mount Victory Camp up the street? What do they do there?
They have some kind of ecotourism. They teach people survival skills.
Oh, nice.
A young lady and the guy, I guess.
She's sexy?
They teach him how to eat. Yeah, she's sexy. She's got beautiful legs. He's kind of handsome, too.
Okay. Oh, I'll call over there. That sounds better.
Yeah. And they teach people how to survive in the wild and eat termites and ants and leaves in the bush.
I'll see if they can tell me how to make a condom. All right, honey.
Probably out of a banana leaf.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you're about your tits.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I don't feel very womanly anymore.
Oh, that's cool. All right. No problem. Well, you're old anyway. All right. Bye. I don't want to talk to her anymore. Shut up. She wanted to keep talking. Lonely lady. in the Virgin Islands with no tits.
Hello, you have reached Matt and Carmen Corradino at Mount Victory Camp.
A second time I called. The first time it just kept ringing.
I apologize for that.
What were you doing?
I'm sorry?
What were you doing?
I didn't hear it ringing.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, I'm in my room. I had a question. I just came back from downstairs and I met a nice young man. He said that I could get some ganja here, but I don't know. I'm going to use an ATM. Will I give me U.S. dollars back, or how do you... What's the tender here?
For what?
I have to use the ATM to give him some money for some drugs. For ganja, for marijuana smoking. The guy said it was fine here. I don't know. I'm on a trip, so I don't know. I've never been to this country before.
It's part of the U.S.
I left the U.S. like 3 days ago, sir.
Yes.
Are you with like the Marriott main switchboard or something?
No, I'm front desk at a hotel.
Oh, okay. So what do you mean?
We're part of the U.S.
Okay.
We're considered the U.S. territory.
Yeah, but what's the Virgin Islands money then? What am I going to use?
It's U.S. dollars.
It's U.S. dollars? Mm-hmm. There's no barter system here? Like I don't trade for pineapples or coconuts or anything?
No.
No? Okay. Can you send that young man upstairs? He should be in the lobby. He said he has a backpack on with marijuana.
I don't see anyone here.
There's no one there now? Do you think he left? Oh, I told him to just wait a second while I came up to get some cash. So he'll take U.S. dollars in. So if I give him $60 U.S., he should have no problem.
I believe so.
Good, good, good. All right, so where can I get, like, rolling papers or something like that around here?
Probably at a gas station.
A gas? You guys have gasoline here?
Not here at the property, no.
Oh, okay. But here, like, in this island, there's gasoline stations?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Will they have water there also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good. So from there, I should be able to get rolling papers and maybe, like, a lighter or stuff like that?
Probably.
All right. You recommend, do I have to stay in my room, or can I go out in the patio or anything like that?
You'd have to go off property.
Off property. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. All right. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thanks for your help. I appreciate it. I'll when I take the survey at the end, I'll mention that you helped me figure out how to smoke marijuana here, like what I had to do to pay and where to get it and all that. What was your name?
I'm not giving you my name.
You gave it to me when you first picked up.
I'm...
This is Patrick.
Hey, boy, how you doing? Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Cross. I'm over on my vacation. How you doing? Hello?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. I'm staying here at, you know, the Carambola Hotel, Carambola, whatever it is. I guess I was just asking the guest staff where I could get some nitrous and some tanks for a party we're going to be having here at the hotel tonight. And they said that you had all that stuff. Yeah. So we're looking for like 4 good tanks filled with nitrous, and we're going to be passing them around the party and taking hits out of it.
We don't have any nitrous, man.
What kind of gas machines you got?
We have a regular compressor.
What do you mean? What's a compressor mean? What do you mean?
We compress.
Sorry, I just stepped outside real quick. Hello?
We compress air.
So it's just regular air?
Yeah.
Can we put dope smoke in there? In the tanks?
Great day, King Bay. Mike speaking.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm looking. Hopefully you make it better for me, honey. I'm calling because I need some tanks for a party we're having tonight.
Yeah? I have a really bad connection, sir.
What do you mean? There's chickens out here.
Yeah, I can't hear you at all.
What about now? Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. So, yeah, I need some tanks. We're going to be needing some tanks for a party we're having tonight at the Carambola Hotel.
Right.
What do you mean, right?
And what, you're a certified diver?
No, we need them. We're just going to walk around with the tanks and let people take hits of nitrous and all that.
Well, they're not nitrous. They're compressed air.
All right, but still, that should help out, right? You can kind of get a little bit of a buzz if we turn the levels up right now.
I don't know. If you hyperventilate, you can pass out. Maybe you want to try that for a while.
Yeah, we're gonna mess with the mix. You know the mix, how you adjust the mix?
Yeah, no, it's standardized. You can't mess with the mix. It's already pre-mixed, and it's compressed air.
Yeah, but we can double them together, make them stronger. We can put dope smoke in there, too.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, so can you deliver those, or do I need to come down there? You guys are just up the street. I mean, you're divers. You're supposed to be in good health and all that. What's the matter?
Yeah, you could probably send somebody over here to jog them down.
They're pretty heavy.
Yeah, it sounds like you're built pretty well. You can probably handle.
Not
four
really.
Or five
no, actually, time. I got a broken ankle and all that. I'm in a cam boot.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you when you get here.
Do you have a truck? Right, do you have a truck, care. Motherfucker?
Satisfy your desire.
Great day, Cane Bay. Mike speaking. How may I assist you?
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Not doing that bad. How about yourself?
You mean not doing good?
Up?
Were you going to say not doing good because I was calling back? How much you bench? Do you even lift?
Actually, I have a bulging disc right now, so I don't lift as much as anything.
Oh, is that from getting fucked in the asshole?
Probably.
Yeah, did you put the whole tank up your asshole? Bolt your disc? Huh?
Huh?
Look, I'm calling from... I'm the guy at Happy Patty Diving. You know down the street, Happy Patty?
Happy Patty.
Yeah.
There's no Happy Patty.
Yeah, Happy Patty Diving. It's right down the street.
It's Sweet Bottom.
Yeah, but I'm calling from there.
Great.
Maybe
they can help you out.
What?
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Oh, come down here. I got some nitrous.
We don't have nitrous. We don't have nitrous.
I have nitrous. I have nitrous, and we can take it and masturbate and all that, and take hits of it.
Take hits of nitrox.
And masturbate. Because it gets you real fucked up in the head, you know, when you're taking it, when you're doing it.
Dude, I think you really need to call somebody else, because...
No,
I mean,
but you're the...
I don't know what you're trying to do,
You're the closest guy to me, and you're hot, and I'm hot. I'm a diver, you're a diver. You know?
I don't think you're a diver, because you don't even know what nitrox is.
Let me massage that...
Is this Chris?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, let me massage that bulging disc of yours.
Great, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll see you when you get here. All right, bring along the money. Bye.
All right, bye. All right. What? Chris will be excited.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good, who's this?
Is Estate Belvedere Villa?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I wanted to see where Mr. Belvedere used to live and where he was buried and all that. I'm a big fan.
Say again?
I'm a big fan of the show, and I wanted to see where Mr. Belvedere was buried and the house he used to have.
Oh, yeah? Who is this?
Eddie. I'm on a cruise ship.
Eddie?
Right? I'm on a cruise ship. We might have a bad connection. We're
okay.
On our way there. Yeah, we're going to come into port tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Where from?
From the United States.
Which part?
From the south.
No, I mean, where'd you leave from?
Port Canaveral.
Port Canaveral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, is that Central Florida?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so I wanted to see where Mr. Belvedere used to operate, where he grew up and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you might, might be a little mixed up about that.
It says here in the information, this is a state Belvedere where the famous comedian and actor Mr. Belvedere grew up, spent his early days, was brought up, filmed a TV show, and then spent his last days and is buried under a, some kind of hibiscus tree.
Uh-huh. And you're reading that where?
On the pamphlet that the cruise ship gave me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fan of Mr. Belvedere, yep.
Yeah,
I masturbate whenever he used to come on TV.
I think the cruise ship might be throwing you...
whenever the show used to come on the TV, I used to masturbate watching it. I used to start masturbating.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. I stole that joke from Saturday Night Live.
Did you?
Yeah. Adam Sandler said that, I think.
Adam Sandler said that?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah. Anyway, so this has nothing. What are you doing over there? You making a grilled cheese sandwich or something?
Nope. I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah? They make you do the dishes?
What's that?
You have any women there?
No women here.
Wow. This is a gay estate then?
Yeah, the whole island is pretty much.
Oh, wow. Well, I might not get out in port then. I don't want to get AIDS.
Well, you know, be careful.
I don't want to get AIDS. I don't want to get the AIDS, you know? Or I don't want gay people looking at my body and my butt and thinking about doing stuff to my butt. Yeah. Maybe I'll just stay on the ship.
Well, maybe.
I'll just stay on the ship and masturbate to Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere, yeah, that'd be a great idea.
All right, baby. All right, honey.
Well, take care of yourself.
All right, motherfucker. See you later. I guess it's hard to get really mad when you live in the Virgin Islands. These people are pretty chill. I knew there was a reason why I had never called the Virgin Islands extensively. Because they're like, yeah, whatever, man. We're all gay, we smoke weed. Pretty much. How can you not live in a place like that? When I'm on in glass, follow, steer me up, baby. I said I need you so, stir me up, ooh, I need your love. When I find a casino, Bob Vance, I will ask them for peyote. The problem is it probably might not be Indian casino, but... Yeah, I need you to caress me. I have a McDonald's here? Wow. They have everything. They got everything.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is McDonald's.
Yes, it is.
On St. Croix, on the Virgin Islands.
Yes, it is.
Wow, you guys have everything here. Wow, it's like being in the United States.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so what money do I pay with? Do I have to get pesos, or what do I pay with?
You could pay with a MasterCard, Visa card, any card with a logo, or...
No, but they have a high fee for international transactions, so I would rather just pay cash.
Yes, U.S.?
What do you mean, you?
I said, when you say you would rather pay cash, so like I said, you use the U.S., the currency we use up here in the Virgin Islands.
So you do a conversion for me at the counter?
Oh, no, we don't.
You convert?
So you have to go to the...
This is a black country, right?
What do you mean by a black country? We are all black and white, all mixed?
Well, I'm white. The people are black that from this country, right? Virgin Islands is a black island?
Well, somewhat, but we get a lot of Puerto Ricans in here, which we would say they're mixed.
Oh, gross. That is nasty. Really? They're here, too?
Excuse me?
We have that problem in New York, too. They got a lot of...
But why would you call them nasty? They're human beings like
us.
Oh,
they're so bad. Don't they have loud...
Excuse me, sir. I get stuff to do because I cannot be...
No, listen. They have
allowing you to call anybody nasty.
They have loud music. Did they do that here, too? Did they bother you?
Is there anything else I could help you with, sir?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have Big Mac?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Quarter Pounder with cheese?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Bacon Clubhouse Burger?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Bacon Habanero Ranch Quarter Pounder?
Not anymore. This is discontinued.
Do you have Bacon and Cheese Quarter Pounder?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Deluxe Quarter Pounder?
No, this is discontinued.
Do you have Double Quarter Pounder with cheese?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Hamburger?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Cheeseburger?
Yes, we do.
Do you have Barbecue Ranch Burger? I was saying that they're all nice and happy right now. We got Puerto Ricans, we got that problem too. Oh shit. I could say that stuff because I'm Puerto Rican. Don't you try it, sloth. Don't even think about it. I was wondering how... just reading every single item off the McDonald's menu online. I got pretty far. I was still like a fifth of it. This is my... Don't get any ideas, sloth, about saying those things. Oh, Carlito said it. It's fine. Greasy spick Mexican fucks. It doesn't work like that. That were the case, we just find a random black person to do one show, and then we could just make those jokes for Matt forever. We have no black people, right? Oh my god. No black people in the chat.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, good day, Golden Rap McDonald's.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm fine. You?
Good. Do you have grilled onion cheddar burger?
We don't sell grilled onion cheddar burger.
Do you have double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Do you have McDouble?
No, we have the double cheeseburger.
Okay. Do you have jalapeno double?
Hello?
Hello? Do you have
only have double cheeseburger, bacon triple, Big Mac, Magnifica, quarter pounder, double quarter pounder, the bacon clubhouses, all those stuff from the States we don't have.
Do you have premium crispy chicken bacon clubhouse sandwich?
Yes, we do.
Do you have premium grilled chicken bacon clubhouse sandwich? Wait, wow, you guys have everything. There was a prank call that Jeff Garland did on Crank Yankers. I forget what it was, but he's just talking nonsense and he's like, you know what to do, number two pencil. But at the end of it, he started saying, wow, you got everything. I can never find that episode again or never find that prank call edited. A Jeff Garland prank call from Crank Yankers. I think he called an adult store. Alright, we'll try. I'll try to stick to the businesses, the big chain businesses on the Virgin Islands. Oh, here's Pueblo Supermarket. That's a Puerto Rican supermarket. Puerto Rican brand. I think it's owned by a Mexican company now. They had been in Florida for a while. This is the one my family in Puerto Rico frequents. Pueblo. And there was Pueblo Extra. With an X. Clay. Ask if they know Milkman.
No, this show, how may I help you?
Do you have Milkmans here?
Anyone?
Do you have Milkman Virgin Island?
Milkman?
Milkman, yeah. They come, they bring the milk.
Oh, no.
On the Rascal scooter? No. Oh, okay. All right. Do you have potatoes?
Yes, we do.
Wow. Do you have rice?
Yeah, this is a supermarket. We have everything.
Yeah, but I don't know what this country has. I'm going to be docking in a few hours here, and I have to pick up some stuff. Huh?
Yes, we have everything.
Do you have Cheese Whiz?
Yes, we have everything.
Do you have peanut butter?
Sir, we have everything. It's a big supermarket.
Yeah, but this is a different country. I don't know which of these things I can get. I'm making a list. Do you have pickles?
Yes, we do.
Do you have water this country?
Sir, we have everything. You could come to the supermarket and we have everything that you would need.
Do you have mustard?
You heard what I said, right?
Yeah, do you have black people there? Oh, boy. Tell the McDonald's lady, this is a black country. What do you mean by that?
Good afternoon, how may I help?
Hi.
Good afternoon, how may I help?
Oh, good. Can I be transferred to the bakery? I want a cake. Do you have cakes here?
We have cake that is pre-made.
I want to have a message put on it.
Okay, then you would have to call someone to do that for you.
But this is, you said you have everything here. That it's a big supermarket and you have everything.
Okay, but you could buy the thing to put whatever you need on the cake.
No, but in the United States, in that country, you can
You would call a local person. You'd go to the phone book and
In United States, they do it for you in the bakery inside the supermarket, motherfucker.
Okay, well, we don't offer that one.
Because lazy black people working here, right?
Excuse you?
Because lazy black people work here?
Just like you.
No, I'm white. I have beautiful white skin. I don't have skin problem.
Oh, well, good for you, because I serve one God, and all of us come from God.
I know,
so
but you,
all of us are,
you and me are
black
both,
and white, we're wonderful people.
Well, yeah,
so
you and me are
both.
If
you think you're more wonderful than us, then kudos for you.
You
Bye.
And me are both white. White. Don't be mad, we're both white. Skin problem, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'm distracted by a map. Matter of fact, I'm just about done. I think I am done. I can't stay any longer. Maybe I'll come on back. Ugh. Maybe I'll come back on later, but this is just supposed to be like a 30-minute thing. Because I wanted to make sure, in case I missed Jaya tonight, that I was on 5 days in a row. Now I've complied. Wish I could do more, but no, I gotta go. Okay, bye.